This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So it's time for a little palate cleanser for disgruntled New York baseball fans. We talked a little Giants football earlier. Now it's time to talk some Jets. The Jets win their first preseason game 30-10 over the Green Bay Packers and really were the more physical team. And even when the starters were out there, the Jets were just the better football team. To talk about the Jets, it is only one preseason game. I understand that, but we're looking for positives. To talk about the Jets, we bring in Michael Nania, co-founder of Jets Exchange. Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm doing good, and you know, it's not often that the Jets are a palate cleanser compared to the New York Yankees, so it's a nice change of pace.
Exactly right. Two football teams in the Giants and Jets who combined for 7 wins last year, and obviously a lot of frustration, and yet they are the source of happiness after one preseason game compared to what we're seeing from the Yankees and the Mets. All right. So, big picture, I know it's just a preseason game, so we're not going to go crazy, but what were your top, give me your number one top takeaway from this preseason game?
I think the number one takeaway has to be the overall kind of edge that I think Aaron Glenn had this team playing with, and you already said it, it's one preseason game, it's an obvious caveat that goes with anything you're going to say about this game and this team right now before the regular season starts, but it just felt like from the jump that the Jets were more prepared, more ready to play, and Green Bay played their starters as well on both sides of the ball, but Sauce Gardner came out, he had an edge and just asserted his dominance in the trenches. The Jets offensive line was making it easy to run the ball. They were protecting Justin Fields, and the defensive line got after it without Quinnen Williams in the game. So I think on both sides of the ball, you really saw a new level of tenacity that you don't typically see with Jets teams, especially in the latter years of Robert Saleh's tenure, last couple of years. So I think that has to be the most important takeaway, and we'll see if they can sustain that. But there was certainly a different feeling, and it carried over from the way that they practiced in training camp so far.
Yeah, Aaron Glenn, look, the result was 10 penalties for the Jets, which is an ongoing problem that we've seen for years now from this Jets team. The difference, and you know, ultimately, Jets fans need to start seeing it show up in fewer penalties on the field. But at least if you were a Jets fan, there was some satisfaction in, you know, we've talked for years about with Robert Saleh. There's no accountability. Guys, Michael Clemens, they commit these, mindless penalties that drive you crazy. And then there's no accountability. And here with Aaron Glenn, we saw that not only were players taken out of the game, but the head coach getting in their face. And maybe it's just something to make it makes fans feel better. It's like how you're feeling. But it does feel like there is a new sheriff in town. And would you expect at a certain point, if the 10 penalties and things like that keep up, that there'll be, a guy like a Michael Clemens, could he find his way off the roster?
Yeah, like you said, I think it's definitely good to see Aaron Glenn kind of walking his talk in the accountability sense. Yep. You know, that's a big word that you hear from coaches a lot. And with the Robert Saleh era, it was something that I think fans wanted to see more of. There were players who struggled, who didn't get benched or continued to commit penalties and really didn't see any repercussions from that. So in his first preseason game, to see Marcelino McCrary ball has a really bad hit out of bounds multiple steps late. Aaron Glenn gets in his face and Michael Clemens fighting after a play, which he's done multiple times in the past few years, benching him from the game. So to see Aaron Glenn back that up with actions, I think is really reassuring that there could be legitimate change in terms of how he handles these things. So yeah, I do think going forward that if some of those avoidable penalties aren't curbed, then players could see repercussions from that. And Michael Clemens is a guy who the Jets can release to save a decent chunk of change, about $3 million in cap space. So for a guy on the roster bubble committing penalties like that and getting benched, I think that could definitely impact some of their final roster cut decisions in a couple of weeks.
All right, the other most important thing, so if Aaron Glenn is one big takeaway and the team starting to take on maybe the personality of their head coach, then obviously the quarterback is the other huge one that will have a big impact on the season. Justin Fields, I mean, he didn't play a lot, but from what you saw, what was the first impression? And how is that maybe different, if at all, or maybe it's not, from what you've been seeing in practices during training camp?
Well, I think you saw what you wanted to see, and it was only one drive, but the biggest issue for Justin Fields and his career so far has been his inability to play within structure, to get the ball out on time, and just kind of be able to be efficient as a pocket passer. And, one preseason drive, but he got it out quickly. He took checkdowns when they were there and really didn't do anything to set the Jets back, didn't take any sacks, didn't scramble when he didn't have to. Only when called upon on that final, scoring play of that drive did he actually use his legs. And, he did it in a situation where it made sense. He was pressured, he stepped up, and he used his legs to make something happen. So it was only one drive, but as the Jets, hope to see him take a breakout this year in year five, I think he showed some things that you can build upon. And that's what's most important. It's been a rocky training camp for him. So to see him go out in a live game environment and show some of the things that you want to see more from him as he tries to show that he can hit a new level in his game this year, I think it's, like I said, something that can be built upon, even if it's nothing that guarantees anything.
One of the other new faces that I think Jets fans are, hoping will make a difference this season is new offensive coordinator, Tanner Engstrom. And what were your first impressions of him as you said, Fields and the first team offense did not play for long in this game, but just, even if it was with second and third string, getting a sense, what was your sense of Engstrom and the type of offense that he's calling? And he's a first time play caller, how you thought he did.
Yeah, I do think if there's anything you could take away from it, it's certainly the emphasis on the run game. And it's something we've expected. You've seen it in training camp and just kind of connecting the dots between who you have at quarterback, where Engstrom is coming from with the Detroit Lions. It's a pretty easy kind of hypothesis to put out there, but you saw it in this first game. And they opened up the game with a couple runs. That put them in a third and medium, and Fields converted that. So I think that's going to be their philosophy this year, is to ride that run game, keep Fields out of third and longs. And as long as they can keep him in those third and manageables, I think they could expect him to be efficient in moving the chains in those situations. It's the third and longs when that's when you might see Fields take a sack he shouldn't take, try to do things that he shouldn't, play some more backyard football, make some of those mistakes. So I think they're willing to punt the ball sometimes if, you know, that's the byproduct of going run, run, pass. So I think that's probably the main takeaway here, is that emphasis on the run game.
So speaking of the run game and what we saw here, let's start with the offensive line. And again,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And going to throw in the caveat that it is just a preseason game, but am I wrong in thinking that the Jets have the potential to have a top five offensive line as soon as this season, or am I overstating it?
No, I think that's definitely a realistic projection. They have the pieces. They've been investing in it for years and years now, going back to Joe Douglas's tenure. You know, they have three first-round picks on there now with the selection of Armon Membu this year. Joe Pittman was a second-round pick, and John Simpson was a steal of a free agent signing last year. He was one of the top left guards, and he didn't even play in this game. So, yeah, I definitely think it's a legitimate possibility if they stay healthy. They really don't have a weak link from 1 to 5. And, you know, in this first game, I think you saw a vision of what they're expecting, not just the run game, but the way that Fields was protected on his passing dropbacks was tremendous. And I think if they can give him that sort of protection, it would be huge in allowing him to tap into some of that potential as a pocket passer that he hasn't been able to yet, because he hasn't had great pass protection in his career. That doesn't excuse everything that he struggled with, but he certainly hasn't been behind a line that I think has as much of a ceiling as this unit does.
What was your review of Jets' first-round draft pick, the rookie tackle, Armon Membu? How'd you think he did?
I thought he played really well. I think, especially in pass protection, I think there's sort of a misconception with him. He's often labeled as, you know, a mauling run blocker, and that's kind of where his impact will come. But I think he's more NFL-ready in pass protection, and you saw that in this game. He had some really good one-on-one reps. There was one against Kenny Clark, the Packers three-time Pro Bowl D tackle, where he just clamped him and gave Justin Fields the room to step up and deliver the pass over the middle. So I thought Membu looked really solid there. And they kept him in past the first-team offensive line. He got some more reps, and he continued to play well against the backup. So it was a promising start for him.
No sacks, no pressures, no penalties. I mean, I don't know, for a rookie making his first ever preseason start, I'll say thumbs up on that one. And look, to your point, I think he was in there for about 10 pass plays, so it's not like he played a full game, but still, that's not bad. Who is, all right, so now let's go a little deeper on the offense. Who is wide receiver two for this football team, and is that person even currently on the roster?
At the moment, Josh Reynolds seems to have it locked down. I think he's been the clear kind of favorite for that throughout training camp, just based on his track record. He has an experience in this Lions offense. He was their wide receiver two in 2023 and had a solid year with over 600 yards and 5 touchdowns. And he started this game. He was the second receiver. So I think he's the placeholder there for now. But looking to the future, I think they would love to see Arian Smith step up into that spot. He certainly has, I would say, the second highest ceiling of any wide receiver on this roster. And he had a nice game as well. He caught a couple passes, and he separated for what should have been a 50-plus yard deep touchdown. Adrian Martinez overthrew him, but he created that opportunity. So I think going down the line, you could see someone like Arian Smith step up and take it. But right now, Josh Reynolds is that placeholder.
Talking to Michael Nania from Jets Exchange about the Jets. How about the running back room? It does feel like this Jets team is going to be very run heavy. They've been very clear about that. That's the priority. Obviously, the quarterback runs well. But break down the running back room for me, and who is impressing you so far?
Yeah, Aaron Glenn has talked all offseason about this being a committee type of backfield. I think you'll see less of Breece Hall in the run game than we've been used to, more of Braylon Allen, and some Isaiah Davis, too. He was playing key third down reps with the first-team offense, so I think all three of those guys are going to play a role. And especially Breece Hall, I think, in the passing game, is going to really be unlocked. You know, like we just talked about, Jets don't really have a second wide receiver they can trust. I think that's going to push a lot of targets to tight end. Mason Taylor can take a lot of those who didn't play in this game. And I think Breece Hall can benefit from some of those extra targets as well. So I think all three of those running backs are going to have roles this year.
For people who did not watch the Jets preseason game, and I get it, don't expect everybody to be watching preseason football, but can you explain the Isaiah Davis, you know, sort of IQ play for people on the run play, because that's something I haven't seen in a while. And I also just thought, I don't know. It felt like part of, in terms of what the selflessness team first that I think Aaron Glenn wants to instill in this team. I thought it was an important play.
Yeah, that was such a savvy heads-up play by Davis. So on the touchdown that Fields scored, scrambling in from 13 yards out on his lone drive, Isaiah Davis was, he improvised, he took his route upfield, he had the linebacker trailing him. He was sort of open, but Fields was already running at that point. So Davis recognized that Fields was running in his direction, and instead of trying to block or continue to get open, he just stuck his hands out, kept running towards the back pylon like he was running a route, and the linebacker bought it and just chased him. And that's what vacated the space that Fields ran into to score that touchdown. So it was a beautifully heads-up play by Davis, selfless, as you said, to just kind of make a heads-up play to open up that running lane for Fields, just knowing that that would be more effective than blocking and bringing the defender's attention back to the play. Such a heads-up play there from Isaiah Davis.
Yeah, next time I'm playing charades or something, I want Isaiah Davis on my team. Just clearly he can act out things. Turning to the defense just for a minute or so, for a couple minutes here. Jets starting defense held Packers quarterback Jordan Love to 1-for-5 for 7 yards. I thought the Jets were just the more physical team on both sides of the ball. What were your impressions of the Jets defense?
Yeah, well, Sauce Gardner came out. He had 2 big pass deflections. It really seemed like he wanted to make a point to assert himself out there. And he had a really physical tackle and run support, too. I think that's a big thing to take from this game is, you know, that was one of the top non-Aaron Rodgers storylines last year, was sort of the decline that Sauce Gardner had, especially with tackling. He received a lot of criticism for that. It's something he's acknowledged, wants to be better at. The Jets have put a lot of work into tackling in training camp with their live tackling drills. And Sauce came out, and he was looking a lot more physical, engaging in tackles in this game. So I think it's good that he's out there getting that preparation before the regular season. But on top of that, the interior D-line stepped up with Quinn Williams out. Jaku Fele had a monster game. Leonard Taylor had a strip sack. And those are two guys who are wild cards in that unit and can provide some pass rush juice that the Jets are really looking for.
All right, last one before I let you go. What's a position battle that you have your eyes on?
I would say to keep it on the interior defensive tackle room, because beyond Quinn and Williams, it's pretty much wide open. There really isn't a spot there that's solidified. Byron Coward is the projected starter next to Quinnen right now, but he also missed this game. So it's wide open. And the way that Tufele and Taylor played in this game, they have everything in front of them. Starting spot, as far as they can go, it's really wide open. So I would keep my eye on that for sure.
Yeah, the star of the game, Jay Tufele with the sack and then the fumble recovery in the end zone for the touchdown, and then a nice touch there to try and score points with his head coach by turning the football over to him before Glenn gave it back to him. But Tufele was fun to watch, I thought.
Yeah, and, you know, Peyton Page, the undrafted rookie from Clemson, he's been great in camp as well. He's got a chance to make a play in there, so the Jets don't have a solidified second D tackle, but they're really deep with guys who have showed out in camp and preseason so far. So we'll see who can earn that starting spot next to Quinnen.
All right, Michael Nania, co-founder of Jets Exchange. Appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you down the road.
Thanks so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.